Hey everybody, Brandon Cole here. Ever feel like your mind's a tangled ball of yarn? Yeah, me too. We all hold on to things, hurts, resentments, those what-ifs that just keep replaying on loop. But today, we're diving into something powerful. Forgiveness. Not for them, folks, but for you. Because holding on to anger and bitterness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It's time to let go, heal, and free ourselves from that mental baggage. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking this is some hippy-dippy woo-woo stuff, hear me out. This isn't about condoning bad behavior or saying everything happens for a reason. This is about taking control of your own peace. Think of forgiveness as a mental detox releasing the toxins that are keeping you stuck and stressed. Here's the deal. First, understand that forgiveness isn't forgetting. It's acknowledging what happened, processing it, and choosing not to let it define you anymore. You can still remember the hurt, but you choose not to dwell in it. Think of it like this. Imagine a wound healing, you acknowledge the pain, treat it, and eventually the scar fades. Forgiveness is similar. It doesn't erase the past, but it allows you to move forward without being chained to it. Second, realize that forgiveness isn't about them, it's about you. You deserve peace, happiness, and freedom from anger. Holding on to resentment only hurts you in the long run. It keeps you stuck in a cycle of negativity, draining your energy and preventing you from moving forward. Forgiveness liberates you. Third, practice self-compassion. Seriously, be kind to yourself. It's okay to feel hurt and angry. Allow yourself those emotions, acknowledge them, but don't let them consume you. Talk to a trusted friend, journal your feelings, or engage in activities that bring you joy. Remember, healing takes time. Fourth, understand that forgiveness isn't always easy. It can be a challenging process, especially if the hurt was deep or the betrayal was significant. There will be days when it feels impossible, but keep trying. Each step towards forgiveness is a victory. Finally, remember that forgiveness doesn't mean reconciliation. You don't have to forgive someone and immediately start hanging out with them again. Forgiveness is about releasing yourself from the emotional burden, not necessarily restoring the relationship. It's about choosing peace for your own well-being, regardless of what the other person does or says. Let me tell you a quick story. I once had this friend who constantly flaked on plans. Every time we'd set something up, he'd bail at the last minute, leaving me feeling frustrated and disrespected. Honestly, it was taking a toll on my mental state. One day, I realized that I was letting his actions dictate my happiness. I was giving him so much power over my emotions. So, I decided to forgive him not because he deserved it, but because I deserve peace. It wasn't easy at first, but once I let go of the anger and resentment, a huge weight lifted off my shoulders. It didn't change his behavior, but it changed how I responded to it. I could now focus on building healthy relationships with people who valued my time and energy. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways for practicing forgiveness and letting go of the mental baggage that's holding you back. Remember, forgiveness isn't weakness, it's strength. It takes courage to let go of anger and resentment, but the rewards are immense. Peace, freedom, and the ability to move forward with a lighter heart. Today's challenge is simple. Identify something you need to forgive, whether it's someone else or even yourself. Take a few moments to acknowledge the hurt, process it, and then consciously choose to let go. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but trust me, the peace that follows is worth every effort. And hey, if this resonated with you, share it with a friend who could use some mental detoxing. Leave us a review and join the conversation on our social media channels. Let's keep this conversation going, because when we support each other, we all win. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.